You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hour number three of the Sports Hangover. Jay Hargrave pinch hitting for Gus Kattengill. My tag team partner today, Jordan the intern, who's earned his snowball for his get of Ian Bagley in hour number one. Where can the folks go to hear that interview if they missed hour number one, Jordan?
Go on our Twitter page at ESPN Radio New Orleans, and it'll be the first thing that you see when you go click on our profile.
Had some interesting comments about what the Knicks would be willing to give away in order to acquire Anthony Davis.
I was taken aback by some of the stuff that he said.
Just in case you missed it, you may want to follow Jordan's advice and go listen to it. Of course, Joey is manning the boards at our ESPN studios in La Rose. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 800-998-1003 if you've got a take on something. Of course, Joey, one last time, get your finger off the button of Rebecca Black, but give us some music to start the Wednesday show.
No sweat. I deleted it.
Thank you.
Oh, guess what day it is.
That's
guess
better.
What day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day. I know you can hear me.
Let's get back on the Christmas card. Let's go.
More that, what, that candle Wednesday hump day is over.
As Jordan's rocking in his chair. Just waiting on Shock G for some advice.
Gonna break it down. Yeah,
still waiting.
To all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
Can't start the show till we get that.
Nope.
All right, well, we left off.
One more Rebecca Black and I'm walking away in the sunset.
Yeah, don't make me listen to that four times. I got to hear it three times Friday at Old Saint. I don't need to hear it four
me
times.
Me and Drew.
I'm going to have to get her on the show one day.
That would be hysterical.
That would be awesome.
That would be hysterical if we could get her to come to Old Saint one day.
One Jay's hour gonna, with Gus.
Jay's going to turn into a fanboy.
What would the old... No. No, Jay's
Rebecca.
Not. No, Jay's not. What would the over-under be if Rebecca Black shows up to Old Saint? What would the over-under be of listeners that show up to Old Saint to see Rebecca Black? How many people show up? What would you – you're not Rafael Esparza. He'll be joining us Friday. You're not Mr. Vegas, but you now have to put an over-under on how many people show up to see Rebecca Black in person.
I'd say over 70.
You think 70?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you'd have to rope off like Mardi Gras.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Grease the poles, everything.
Do you realize Gus has made this woman famous? I mean, I would venture to
only
say
Gus has made this woman famous.
If you go to any other city in Louisiana, any other city in any state, you say the name Rebecca Black, people are going to go, who? You say it in New Orleans, oh, the girl from the Sports Hangover show.
You go across the street here at this studio and you don't know who Rebecca Black is.
That's a good point you bring up, Joey. That's a good point.
Well, take it, fellas.
When we left off last segment, Jordan, we were talking about the potential of signing Mark Ingram. And, you know, going down the list of free agents, you know, you're talking about guys like C.J. Anderson, who subbed for the Rams. Of course, it's coming out today that there's a big shocker saying that Gurley was hurt worse than they thought. Yeah, right. You knew exactly how hurt he was.
Everyone could see that Todd Gurley had something wrong with it.
Yeah, keep making excuses. We're all stupid and we're all buying that one. But C.J. Anderson's a guy who could be the Saints might take a look at. But I looked at a name, a guy who I don't think he's the answer. He's not a running back by nature. The Patriots kind of tinkered with it when they had so many injuries at the running back position. But a guy, Cordarrelle Patterson, who was a wide receiver at the University of Tennessee, went out, who was a top number one pick, first round pick for the Vikings, really was a bust in Minnesota, ends up in New England. New England tinkered with the idea and used him as a running back when they had a lot of injuries to their running backs. And he performed pretty well as a running back. He's a wide receiver by trade. We also need a wide receiver. Cordarrelle Patterson could be a guy that the Saints want to look at. I don't think he's as good of a running back as Mark Ingram, but he's a big guy. He's a power guy. He was basically, they gave him the ball and he was a bulldozer. He was putting his head down and knocking people over. I wonder, looking at Sean Payton, if he's the type of guy, you know how he likes guys that can play multiple positions. I can bring this guy in. You've got Taysom Hill, who might see some more time at wide receiver this year. But is Cordarrelle Patterson a guy they looked at? Another name out there, Bilal Paul from the Jets. He's a guy that you might bring out there. The key question, though, is if you're bringing in a guy like a Bilal Paul, how much are you going to have to pay him? If you're going to pay Mark Ingram, my question to you, what would your offer be to Mark Ingram? What would you want to bring Mark Ingram back? What price tag do you want to see Mark Ingram on the Saints?
So what is he, I forgot, what is he like asking for?
That's a good question. Let me try to pull that up real quick. I'm not sure what his, I'm looking for a salary cap now. As I was asking that question, I realized I wasn't even sure what he was making. This past year, I know Bilal Paul is probably in the $7 million, $7 million.
So his base salary, he's set to earn $4 million with another $2.5 million.
Then Bilal Paul's not that high. So you're thinking about a $5 million deal somewhere. That's you know he's not going to probably. Would he sign for that?
I think he'd sign for $5 million
if the Saints offered $5 million.
Yeah.
See, to me, that's doable. Because if you're looking at not signing Mark Ingram for $5 million, what are you getting? How much are you going to offer a Cordarrelle Patterson who's never been an everyday running back? CJ Anderson, he had a good couple of games with the Rams, but it was a couple of games. It wasn't like he was going through the entire season. To get a CJ Anderson, I got to figure you're going to be dropping about $2.5 million, maybe $3 million. To get a C.J. Anderson. Again, come week 16 after he's been toting the ball for 15 straight weeks, what kind of shape is he going to be in? What's he going to look like? We know Mark Ingram can do it. Is that $2.5 million you're saving by not signing Mark Ingram, is it worth it? You know what you got in Mark Ingram.
I think you have to sign Mark Ingram back to the Saints. I think he's one of those key players that the culture of New Orleans loves Mark Ingram. They love what he brings to the community, what he brings to the sideline, what he brings to Alvin Kamara, most
the mentor.
Most importantly, and I don't think he could separate those two.
Yeah, to me, of all of the free agents, and I know there's not a lot that the Saints have, I know Anya Mata's kind of thrown a wrench into it, and with the injury to Sheldon Rankins, the defensive tackle is going to be, you know, a crucial spot, but we had Jay Brumley on the show at Old Saint one day, and he's coming back, so that gives you a little bit of strength in the defensive tackle that a lot of people are forgetting about. That gives Rankins time to get healthy and gives Onyemata time to handle his suspension before he can come back, and I think you'll be okay. You'll bring in some people there, whether it be by draft, free agency, or both. But I think the two things that people are going to be watching is I could literally see the Saints making a move of bringing back Ingram and bringing in a guy like Cordarrelle Patterson that gives you depth at the running back position, an emergency running back, and gives you also a guy, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson, let's face facts, you know, he was in Minnesota. He never played with a Drew Brees before. Had some success with Tom Brady. There's reason to believe, you know, he could be successful here as a wide receiver in Sean Payton's system. I think Sean does a better job of getting his wide receivers open than the Patriots have, even though the Patriots have more Super Bowl success. I think as a wide receiver, I think Cordarrelle Patterson could be an asset here. You might end up seeing both of those guys brought in here. But to me, I don't know, where's your interest in the free agents? To me, it's Ingram and Teddy Bridgewater. I would love to see both of those guys back because Teddy Bridgewater is a guy to me that if you sign him and this is his last year, I could see Teddy Bridgewater keeping this thing going. Where's your interest on the free agencies for the Saints?
For the Saints, I think they have to bring in a wide receiver. Or do you mean like free agents that are on the Saints right now?
No, I'm talking about the free agent that you would bring in.
Okay.
Cole Beasley.
Yeah, Cole Beasley is my number one priority, and Tyrann Mathieu is another number one priority for defense. And then maybe a No, those are my main two.
I'm thinking safety too. I think the fact that they brought in Kirk Coleman, it didn't work out last year. I think they're going to make another move. We got a caller on the line, Daryl. Daryl, how you? Thanks for giving us a call on ESPN New Orleans. How you doing today?
What's going on, man? Man, just listening to the topic with you guys is a pretty interesting topic. As far as Mark Ingram goes, yes, you have to bring Mark Ingram back. I just think that's a no-brainer. You know, with him being in that locker room, he's a very cornerstone piece in that locker room, man. Very vital piece. We've seen how he was, you know, with the first four games with Mark Ingram. You know, Alvin Kamara had to take a heavy load in that game. You know, he did a good job. But, you know, when those guys seen Mark Ingram, you know, the way they waited for him, and the way he waited for his team when it came back, I mean, that's gold volumes to me, man. And that is a very important piece to when you're trying to have a championship football team. You need that camaraderie. And Mark Ingram brings that to the team, man. It's a no-brainer. You got to bring him back.
That did impress me when he showed up at the airport to meet the team back there after game four when he was back with the team. But, Daryl, let me ask you this. What are you willing to pay Mark Ingram? We're thinking around the $5 million mark. How high are you willing to go per year to get Mark Ingram signed here?
Listen, I think the market right now for Mark Ingram, I don't think there would be a large market, but I think there would be a market out there for Ingram. But if I had to bring him back, it would probably – be 1 year, $6 million, around that range. I think it's a pretty fair contract negotiation, but if we had to, you know, throw a number out there with other teams, I'm pretty sure, you know, just putting other teams out there, I don't know who really needs a running back right now, but, you know, running backs come a dime a dozen these days. So that market for Ingram would be out there, but it wouldn't be a very large market. But and that's another reason why I think he actually comes back, because, you know, that taste in their mouth from last year, and that was a pretty nasty taste to leave on this team. And that you got to come back after that. And I think Sean Payton wants to get the band back together another try.
Now, Daryl, now let me say, I said this earlier in the show. Agree with me or disagree with me? I think the Anthony Davis, we all remember when he signed his free agent contract, it was like 1 minute after 12 o'clock when the free agency opened up. I don't see that as a scenario for Mark Ingram. I think weeks will go by. I agree with you. I don't think the demand for Mark Ingram is going to be high. I don't think he gets a lot of offers, and I think several weeks go by. I think it's a longer process, but I do agree that Mark Ingram signs. You agree with me or disagree?
I agree. Listen, right now with teams, you don't need much. And the New Orleans Saints really don't need much as far as what they're looking for to get back to a Super Bowl. They're probably the most complete team right now. There's a few other teams that are right under them, like Chicago Bears and other teams, putting other teams out there. But listen, the Saints don't need much. And a few pieces probably on offense. And I agree with what Joe said. The number two receiver, man, is vital for this football team. I like Emmanuel Sanders. I like the Golden Tate. I like even what's his name over there in Tampa? Forgot his guy's name.
DeSean Jackson.
No, not DeSean. The other guy. What's his name?
Humphreys. Adam Humphreys.
Yeah. Look, Emmanuel Sanders. He's one. As far as his route running, that would be a very good piece for this team. As far as route running, because we all know how route running does as well. You get in that Saints offense, which is one of the most difficult offenses to actually come and pick up on a football team. I think Emmanuel Sanders, man, would be a genius pickup for this football club.
So you want that Lance Moore type guy?
It has to be, because, man, I'm telling you what. What he did with Peyton Manning, was the Peyton Manning that we knew the 2014 season, when they had one of the best offenses in the – man, come on. You have to get Emmanuel Sanders back over. He's kind of dropped off a little bit since Peyton left, but Emmanuel Sanders, I'm telling you, man, that would be a nice pickup for the Saints.
I agree with you. I think that if you can work that out financially, I think that would be a Super Bowl winning move right there with Emmanuel Sanders, also like Adam Humphreys. Daryl, thanks for the call. I'm up against the break, man. Good call. Don't be a stranger. Call us back. We're up against the break real quick, And if you want to get involved like Daryl did, 800-998-1003. Give us a call. Three segments left to go. When we come back, we're going to pick up some Pels Talk with Anthony Davis on the Sports Hangover, ESPN New Orleans.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew
oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's Joe Septic Contractors' annual Shooting the Crap on Saturday, March 16th. All registered participants must provide their own guns, shells, safety protection, and golf course. Competition times are set by 8 a.m. and 12:30. All proceeds benefit Give the Kids the World and the Center for Pediatric Therapy Scholarship Fund. Registered shooters have the chance to win a 12-gauge shotgun, but you must be present to win. Please come on out and show your support for this worthy cause at the annual Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition, right behind Joe's Septic Contractors at 15344 Highway 3235 in Cutoff. Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition will be held rain or shine. Call 985-632-5592 for more info or register in advance at Joe's Septic Contractors. Mail checks to P.O. Box 336, Cutoff, Louisiana, 70345. Thank you and God bless.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Pels back in action this coming Friday, going to Indiana to play the Pacers. And before we get into more Pels talk, we've got Corey on the line. Corey, how you doing, bud?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good.
All right. I had a question about the Pels. If the league forced them to play Davis the first time, and I'm hearing reports that the Pels thinking about shutting him down, why didn't they just shut him down from the beginning? Why wait now? I understand. I get it that he injured, but if you want to make a move or make an electroversal here for a small market, why shut him down right now? Cut the check when it was time for to cut it.
Well, I think they saw with the injury that happened, I think they realized that, okay, this is really dangerous because we do want to try to trade him before the season starts. And if he does come off of an injury, we're going to be in a bad position. I think this was handled poorly by the Pelicans because you needed to have a general manager or a president of basketball operations or somebody who represented this franchise that when the commissioner leaked it out, that they were going to fine the Pelicans $100,000. You needed someone from the Pelicans organization to call a press conference, have all the media there, and speak to Adam Silver directly and say, I understand we're going to be fined. I didn't hear this directly from Commissioner Silver, but the rumors are that we're going to be fined $100,000 every game that we sit Anthony Davis while he's healthy. What I would like the commissioner to do is to get in touch with me and let me know what compensation will the Pelicans get in the event of an injury to Anthony Davis. And when the commissioner realizes that he's putting the Pelicans in a bad situation, then he can't fine the Pelicans. You know, it's basically, you need to tell the commissioner, you do not run the New Orleans Pelicans. We do. There was a time when the NBA did run the Pelicans when we had Chris Paul. Not anymore.
Right.
So if you want to make decisions for it, tell us what the compensation that we're going to get in writing so that we know what we're dealing with.
And Jay, you hit it on the head, but to me, I think the lack of the disrespect that A, the league have fun, and B, Davis have fun, because it's funny where a guy who won a contract, who did an interview with NBA TV, and it made it be known that, you know what, yeah, I want to get out of New Orleans. I never give Pels a list, and the list is for pretty much all 32 teams. To me, it's disrespectful, because the fact is that you're on a contract, and the lack of respect he has for the Pelicans, for him to even say something crazy like that, but it shows you that who's running the league. And you think that the commissioner will fine him for that? No. To me, it's just like, they're setting the Pels up for failure, because we know how this game works. I mean, to me, it's just a matter of time before Davis have a serious injury, and to be honest with you, it's going to put the Pels back, because we saw what happened with Cousins. I mean, a freak injury that happened. Who's to say that if Davis goes out there and play like that and he have an injury? It's just, to me, it's just a lack of disrespect to the Pels, and Davis pretty much disrespecting the Pels also.
Look, that's a good analogy, because if he tears an Achilles tendon, you're looking at a year recovery for a big man, and that means that's pushing you to the trade deadline next year. You're not trading him in the offseason. You're going to have to wait all the way to the trade deadline in order to move him. So, listen, this is a whole situation that was handled inappropriately. I don't know if this is out a lot, but there is a video that exists. After the game Friday, when Anthony Davis supposedly got hurt, I saw a video that was 45 minutes after the moment he walked out of the arena. He was getting on a private jet heading to Charlotte. Okay, so when Lewis Johnson from TNT is reporting on the sidelines that he's going for an MRI, and even people on TNT are saying, hey, I thought they had an MRI machine in the Pelicans facility. You know, why wouldn't he stay there for treatment? But then he's getting on a private jet headed to Charlotte. Adam Silver, now his hands are tied, because if you go back and look at the injury, I would like somebody to tell me what was going through his mind. I mean, he moved on Nerlens Noel like a safety moves on a wide receiver in football. He went dead center to the middle of his chest. He didn't try to go around him and block the shot. He was looking for contact. So if Adam Silver can see that and then still come out and say, the Pelicans are going to get fined $100,000. If I'm the GM, I'm losing my ever-loving mind on Adam Silver.
And, Jay, it doesn't make any sense. We're talking about Davis, he left the game with a pair of shoulder injury. And then you hear reports that, before he even played, he played an All-Star game, a meaningful All-Star game. Actually, it doesn't do nothing good for him to play an All-Star game. And that's why I see that the writing on the wall, that he take the Pelicans for a joke, because, I mean, if you hurt, man, go ahead and rest that shoulder or whatever, something like that. But no, you get in front of your friends and your buddies and you want to play. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. It just makes Davis look even worse and worse, and it makes the Pels look bad, because they got to stand for somebody. They're going to fall for anything.
It's true. And go ahead, Jordan.
I think it was very selfish for Anthony Davis to play in that All-Star game, because they could have selected another All-Star to take his place who would have played a lot longer than Anthony Davis did. He only scored, 5 points and played 3 minutes.
And I think he's somewhere around that.
Somewhere around
and
3 minutes.
Sad.
Yeah, he's just being very selfish all around.
It does, and here's the thing, and I try to tell all young kids this. You know, Charles Barkley hit the nail on the head. Your agent works for you. You do not work for your agent. I think Anthony Davis is a good kid. I think he's listening to the wrong people. Rich Paul, I don't know how much his dad is influencing him, but I think he's a good kid. But what kids need to understand is the agent cares about one thing and one thing only, his bank account. He doesn't give a damn about Anthony Davis. He doesn't give a damn right. about Anthony Davis's bank account. He wants to sign Anthony Davis to a huge contract for one reason. I want to get Zion Williamson. I want to get every other kid so I can increase my bankroll. I don't care about you. If Anthony Davis gets hurt, he's done with Anthony Davis and he moves on to the next kid.
If they shut Davis down right now, how much that fine would be that the Pelicans got to pay to the NBA?
Around $1 million. Well, 1.2, 1.3 million.
No, it would be more than that because isn't it $100,000 a game they were saying?
No.
I think we got 20-something games left. I think it would be.
No, it's like 1.2, 1.3. I'm almost positive.
I'd have to check into that, but I thought it was $100,000 a game and you're sitting at about 24 games, 25 games left. So it would be about 2.5 million.
It might have been 2.5.
But I can't see how the NBA would be able to enforce that. I don't think they have any legal grounds.
Even if they do enforce it, if I'm Gale, I'm signing that check all day.
Well, here's the thing. The first thing I'm going to bring up is why is Kawhi Leonard allowed to sit down for workload rest? Why is LeBron James allowed to sit down for rest, but Anthony Davis has to play every game? You've got discrimination on your side.
And it's funny because we didn't even talk about Carmelo Anthony. The Rockets pretty much told him, just go away.
Exactly. So that's why I don't think you would have to pay anything. And the Pelicans now need to stand up to the commissioner and do what's best for the team.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you for taking my call, Jay.
All right, Corey, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it. If you want to get involved, 800-998-1003. Good points. I mean, I think the Pelicans organization needs to stand up to Adam Silver and say enough is enough. We're doing what's best for this franchise. And, if you don't like it, tough. We got another caller dialing in. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back to the phone line. So again, that number, if you want to get involved, 800-998-1003. Quick break on the Sports Hangover. ESPN New Orleans. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back taking your calls.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GeauxSpine.com to make an appointment today.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover, ESPN New Orleans. Phones are lighting up. First, let's go to Dontrell. Dontrell, thanks for giving us some time. What's up, buddy?
Just want to give a quick call about Anthony Davis. The situation with me,
is his old lady or his wife is pushing the situation to get around the movie stars. I think that's the real problem.
You think it's his girlfriend pushing it to go to L.A.?
Yeah.
You know, I think something's up because it kind of surprised me that during the All-Star weekend he came out and said, "Oh, all the teams are on my list." It was four.
But before that, he did a full thing instead of on TNT itself. We actually, Gus and I talked about this the other day, 2 days ago, and he said, "My agent only put out four teams. Like, my agent put out this amount of teams," and then he came on TNT and said, "Oh, I never gave the Pelicans a certain list." So there's kind of some confusion going on there for himself that almost like he doesn't even know what's going on.
Dontrell, do you think he would take New York, maybe the New York Knicks, even though it's not L.A. and Hollywood, it's New York and Broadway? You think he'd be one of those teams he'd re-sign with?
We'll have to ask his girlfriend.
Who would you like to see him go to?
I'd like for him to stay, but look like we ain't going to get him yet. You know, he pushing too hard and it's just all messed up situation. He got us in a bind and everything.
Well, you know, I thought there was a chance that, you know, if you were to bring in a big name college coach like John Calipari or somebody like that, that there would have been a chance that he might say, "Whoa, hold on a second. You know, I might want to still be here with the Pelicans." But I think now, I think there's almost been too much damage. I agree with you. I think this is something that has to get done. And I don't think it's even going to matter who the coach is. I think it's a done deal. And now it's just trying to get the best value for Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
So there's nobody. Would you like to see Zion Williamson? Is that a guy you would like to see maybe here in place of Anthony Davis?
I'll take any one of the Duke kids.
So,
but they have three.
We've got Okafor, we've got Frank Jackson, and there's a good chance we're going to acquire a Duke guy, either Jason Tatum, Zion Williamson, or even if you go L.A., you would get Brandon Ingram. And that's why I've pushed the buttons with Mike Krzyzewski. Do you make a call with three Duke guys on the roster and maybe you could acquire more? Would Krzyzewski be one of those guys who would consider coming?
Yeah. That'd be a win if we could pull that big.
I bet it would be a tough pull. Dontrell, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Let's go to Ron. Ron, how you doing today?
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, two things I want to touch on. I know you were talking about the coach situation earlier. What about a guy like Mark Jackson? I think the young guys will respect him as, like, he was a player and a coach, and he knows the game. I think he actually started the thing in Golden State. He could just take over. And I heard a lot of guys talking about they need to get a basketball guy. What about a guy like Chauncey Billups?
I know that's a name that's been thrown out there, that it's something I think Chauncey Billups wants to do. But again, I think personally, I would like to see a guy with GM experience in there, somebody like a David Griffin or somebody like that. I think if you were to go out and get a big-time name as a president of basketball operations, I think you could maybe afford to take a shot on a new guy like a Chauncey Billups. But getting to your point on the coaching with Mark Jackson, you're absolutely right. He completely started that in Golden State. He built that team, and Steve Kerr came in and reaped the benefits, kind of like Phil Jackson did in Chicago. Doug Collins went through the growing pains of building, you know, Michael Jordan through the early years, and then Phil Jackson comes in and wins all the titles, and Doug Collins is a footnote. Mark Jackson is a guy I think you do have to consider.
The only weird thing about that is the last coaching job he had was with the Warriors, of course, but we really haven't heard him talk, like, being talked about as another, like, for another coaching position with another team since his time with the Warriors. So I don't know if there's some kind of thing going on with him in the NBA or him with just certain teams, or if he did something without us, like, knowing about it, because it's kind of weird because you'd think that he'd have more job offerings thrown towards him since the team that he put together with the Warriors.
Ron, I don't know how you feel about this. I want your take on this. I don't know if it was that, but I know a lot of guys who get kind of screwed over in the coaching profession, they get to the microphones and they're like, hey, this is a lot easier. I got less chance of getting fired.
Right.
You know, they kind of like that. They like the break for a little while, and then they may be looking for the right situation. You think if you get Mark Jackson, Ron, do you think he could maybe steal some of those guys from Golden State as free agents to come here?
I don't know if he'll be able to steal somebody, but knowing he would come here with a clean sweep and can build something and could get it done the way he wants to do it, I think that's an option he would take. I think he got dealt a short leash in Golden State, but coming here, you got young guys to build with, to do it your way, and you got time. So I think that's something he wouldn't mind coming. But the free agency thing, I think it just goes back to having a big name here to start with. Like, nobody wants to come here alone, hence the AD thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to go out and get a guy like Mark Jackson, come here, he's got a clean slate. He knows he's got some years to get it done. I think that's something he would look at if given the opportunity.
Okay, if you're the GM of the Pelicans, who are you going to trade Anthony Davis to? What offer appeals to you the most?
I want a guy like Jason Tatum. I want a guy like that I can build around, because he's already proven that he's got the skills to play in this league, and he wants to be the face of the franchise. And if he comes here, he's going to be the face of the franchise, and we could build around that guy. That guy, I think he has the Kobe effect on him. That's just my personal opinion about him. He's a baller.
Okay, you're going to keep Drew Holiday. You're not going to trade him, so you'd start building a franchise around Drew and Jason Tatum.
Oh, yeah. Drew is the true leader of this team. AD was never a leader. And the guys that are just born leaders, and I think Drew takes that role. Drew's a born leader.
I agree with you. Man, Ron, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Call back. Let's go to John. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. What you got for us?
Yeah, do we really want someone to come in as a head coach that's represented by Rich Paul and Mark Jackson?
Oh, Mark Jackson's represented by Rich Paul? I did not know that.
Yep. Listening to him on ESPN, you can kind of hear him kind of bashing the Pelicans, and you kind of put two and two together. And he's been represented by him for about the last 4 years or so. So that may also play into why teams kind of stay clear from him.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Which kind of answers my question on
why it could, because Jordan just asked that, you know, why he hasn't gotten looks. And I tell you what, the way Rich Paul has handled this situation with Anthony Davis, and then you throw the fact in that he is Mark Jackson's agent, and, you know, Mark Jackson's not getting interviews around, you know, that kind of doesn't look too good on Rich Paul. So you're not a Mark Jackson guy. Who do you want to see coach the Pelicans next year? Let's be realistic. I think Alvin Gentry's gone. Can we agree there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel bad because being a season ticket holder for the last 12 years, I feel like Gentry hasn't really gotten a fair shake with regards to injuries. And that may or may not due to our medical staff, you know, kind of being shared through the Saints as well as the Pelicans. But I just don't – we've never been healthy. And you can see in the stretches that we were healthy – We put a good team on the court, and we contended. But as far as Gentry being gone, I'd like to see, you know, Coach K was a great thought. You're also looking at possibly Calipari. Maybe going into the college ranks may be something, because far too often you see the NBA ranks, you're just recycling people over and over again. You know, the Byron Scott and the Monty, the Monty Williams and you know, so on and so forth, and the Gentries.
Let me throw another name out there. How about Tom Izzo from Michigan State? Would you consider him?
I love Izzo. Izzo's a great coach, and he has that passion. You know, of course, you're not going to be – well, you know, we say it's not recruiting in the NBA, but in all honesty, now, the way that the landscape has changed over the last 5 years, NBA is just like high school. I mean, I heard someone talk about the NBA is the new AAU now. If people don't feel like playing with a specific point guard or playing for a specific coach, they just demand a trade and they go to another team. So, yeah, I like Izzo. Izzo's a great guy. He's very passionate. He's a hell of a coach, and I think he could do wonders.
Listen, the biggest thing for me, John, is I see too many people setting their sights on mediocrity. You've got an open position called president of basketball operations. If you go to Mike Krzyzewski and tell him we're going to have at least three of your ex-Duke players on this team, come coach an NBA team, win an NBA championship. You've won a national championship, a gold medal, and an NBA championship. You can then retire and become the president of basketball operations. I'm sorry, Krzyzewski's got to think about that. And you've got an owner who's not going to be in your grill, aggravating you all the time, telling you what to do. You get to run things your way. I think you get Mike Krzyzewski's attention. I'm not saying you get him, but I think he thinks twice about that offer.
Right, and same thing with Izzo. I mean, who was it, Bill Parcells, that says, you know, you're going to allow me to cook. Why not let me buy the groceries as well? Meaning, you know, partial GM, president of basketball operations, as well as head coach. And I think the NBA has gone to such a young age now. I mean, you're seeing kids come out at 19. You're seeing your, you know, 18-year-olds come out of Europe. Those are college kids. I mean, back in the day, you didn't have kids coming out till they were 22, 23 years old. Now they're a 3 or 4 year vet by the time they hit that age.
Okay, so you've been a season ticket holder and you've been there. To me it seems obvious that this team is playing better without Anthony Davis than they play with him. Is it just effort? Because it just looks like when Anthony Davis is off the court, those guys just play so hard. They play together. What do you see is the reason why this team plays better without him?
This is the reason why I don't feel 100% okay with getting rid of Gentry. When Anthony Davis isn't on the floor, the ball doesn't stick. The ball moves. And that's the true Alvin Gentry, Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr, Golden State offense that was brought over here. And previously, Phoenix Suns offense. So you see the ball. You see 4 or 5 passes to a wide open three in the corner by, you know, Kenny Hustle or Frank Jackson or somebody like that. That's the true offense that we designed to under that head coach. That's why we signed him. So that's why I see the team just playing so much better, because the ball doesn't stick. And then on defense, they don't have that feeling of security with Anthony Davis behind them. You know, Anthony Davis, if somebody blows by you, your first thought is, as a defender, oh, AD is going to clean it up for him. Well, if Anthony Davis isn't behind you, you know, man, I can't let this guy blow by me. I can't let him get to the rim because no one's there to stop the ball. You know, yeah, Julius might be there or Okafor might be there, but they're not the defensive presence that AD has been over the years. Not to mention, I feel like AD's defense has fallen off tremendously over the last year or so.
I agree with you there, but that's an interesting take, John, because I never thought about that, but I've used that same analogy when talking about the Saints when Morton Anderson was the field goal kicker under Jim Mora. That offense, as soon as they got to about the 35-yard line, they knew Morton Anderson had 3 points, and they shut it down.
Automatic.
And they got conservative because they relied on those 3 points and didn't want to lose it. That's an interesting analogy about Anthony Davis being there to clean things up on the defensive end, and now the team's playing a lot better.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, John. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for giving us that insight also, John.
Yeah.
I did not know that Rich Paul was connected with Mark Jackson, so that explains a lot of questions that me and Gus had a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that. I'll tell you something. If you're the agent for a guy now, again, Mark Jackson may be a guy who did not want to get into coaching, and even the guys on the microphones, they have agents. So if Mark Jackson is a guy who wants to be on a microphone, that's one thing. If Mark Jackson's a guy who wants to return to coaching, and Rich Paul is his agent and hasn't gotten him a gig yet,
a lot of people are going to have some problems.
That's a little bit of an issue there. So, interesting call there. Thank you. Thanks to everyone for the calls. We got one segment to go. If you still want to get involved, we can take a couple more calls. 800-998-1003. Last segment to go on the Sports Hangover, ESPN New Orleans.
Yeah. You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bedbugs, mice, and rats, or any other pest control need you may have. So feel free to stop in at 805 South Alex Plaisance Boulevard on the 4-lane in Golden Meadow. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon, or call 985-475-3314.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
So how are things? Family good?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing well.
Hey, we missed you at the game last week. Is everything all right?
I just haven't been feeling like me lately.
Okay. You know I'm here for you, right? And there's support, too.
That's a cut. Beautiful, fellas. Beautiful.
Acting is one thing. Talking about suicide in real life is another.
In the military, you take challenges head on.
And now it's your turn to do the same for our veterans.
Be there for someone you care about.
Learn how you can start the conversation at betherforveterans.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week, in honor of President's Day, you get 20% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Get 20% back in rewards on ink or toner. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/23/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/20inrewards for details.
As we get deeper into the college basketball season, it becomes pretty clear that the top-ranked teams are those who landed star players during the recruiting season. But if you're running a business, where do you go to find top recruits? LinkedIn, where people go every day to make connections, grow their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you are looking for and then recommends qualified candidates, many of whom you won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn. And posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. Build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Gus will be back tomorrow. Jay Hargrave pinch hitting for the GCAT. Off covering Tulane women basketball game tonight against the Houston Cougars. Final segment of the Sports Hangover. And Jordan, Pelicans back in action on Friday, having to travel to Indiana, a team I think everybody thought after the Victor Oladipo injury that that team was going to kind of cave in, and not so fast. Those guys still holding the Pacers, still holding the third seed in the Eastern Conference. Then they got to turn around to Pels and play the Los Angeles Lakers here at the Smoothie King Center on Saturday. They'll also have to travel to L.A. next week to play the Lakers a second time. So they'll play them in the next four games. They're going to play the Lakers twice. This team is six games out of a playoff spot, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for this team to make the playoffs because it's not only six games you've got to make up. You've got Dallas right above you, Minnesota, the Lakers, and Sacramento, all teams out that you would have to leapfrog. And then, of course, you would have to get in over either the Clippers, San Antonio, Utah, and Houston. That's in reverse order, the teams that are in the playoffs, but you would have to take one of those four down in addition to getting on top of all those teams. But, you know, watching these guys play, when Anthony Davis is not in the lineup and you see the effort, and as the callers have alluded to, you see the ball movement, you know, this is a team that's playing basketball that's fun to watch. And I'm kind of torn because, yeah, I want to see them lose because I want to see them get into the lottery and hopefully you can build for the future. But
you want to see this franchise do well.
How much fun would it be if this team makes the playoffs and Anthony Davis has been sitting on the sidelines?
I mean, I agree with you 100%. I would love to see him go to the playoffs just for one final, one finger salute to Anthony Davis.
Even if he gets swept by Golden State.
And then that would just be a perfect way to, you know, say goodbye, Anthony Davis.
We did it without you.
It
would be interesting because then you would, how would free agents look at this team if they were without Anthony Davis able to get into the playoffs and then say, that's a team that did it without Anthony Davis. What are they going to get for Anthony Davis? And then does free agency change for the Pelicans? Do teams look at us, players look at us now as a team that, I wouldn't mind going there and playing for this team. Look at Drew Holiday. He's a leader. I'd like to team up with Drew Holiday.
Like the young talent on that team, the up-and-coming Kenrich Williams. You know, he's very hustle player, hustle Ken. That's what I think what they call him.
Kenny Hustle. That's what it is.
But, I mean, I love seeing the amount of energy that this team has without Anthony Davis on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd love to see him make the playoffs, but, you know, my feelings aren't going to be hurt if we're got two shots in the lottery because you're figuring, you know, unless Cleveland gets it. I still disagree with a lot of people. I think if Chicago wins the lottery, I think they would trade the number one pick for Anthony Davis.
I disagree with you there.
You think they want Zion?
They want Zion. Nope. The only team that will be willing to give up Zion Williamson is the New York Knicks.
So you're pulling for the Knicks.
100%.
See, I'd still like to have two shots. I'd like to have, like, the Knicks and the Pelicans. The Knicks with a really good shot of getting it, and the Pelicans with an outside shot of getting it and maybe being able to build a team quicker. But, you know, it's literally been fun watching the Pelicans play because I was shocked. I thought when Davis went down, I said, you know, you might win five or six games the rest of the year, and they've been in every game. They've played competitive, and the only game they got blown out was Anthony Davis playing the entire game. And that told me everything I needed to know right there.
Well, I think another thing is when Anthony Davis came out and said, I need to be on a winning organization, that was a shot to those guys' careers.
It was.
So, I mean, I didn't find it as that much a surprise because if you're an NBA player, you take that as an insult and you use that to influence your game and show them, look, This is what we're made of. So if you want to leave, you can leave.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. I think it definitely motivated those guys to say, 100%. We're going out there and we're going to show this guy what we're capable of doing. Yeah, we're not good enough to play with you, but we're good enough to play without you.
Right.
And you know, you've taken teams like Denver, Oklahoma City, you actually beat them. Houston, you're playing not just teams that are in the Eastern Conference slipping in the back door. You're playing teams who have a legitimate shot to make a run in the West and get deep into the playoffs and not just get there and get knocked out in a sweep.
Healthy teams. Yes.
So, you know, it's going to be fun watching it the rest of the year. But, again, don't get upset if the Pelicans are losing close games because it's probably the best thing. You still want to see them playing well. You still want to see the development of these young players. But you also want to see more ping pong balls in the hopper when it comes. I think it's the first round of the playoffs that they draw. They do the lottery. I think it's at halftime of one of the Eastern Conference games. I want to say it's a first round game. So right when the NBA playoffs start in a couple of months, we'll find out who gets that number one pick. And
maybe we could do something at Old Saint, have a little get together, a ping pong party.
A ping pong party to see who gets it.
Yeah.
Is Zion going to be a Pelican? That would be interesting. So we're going to be back Friday. I will see you Friday at Old Saint. And it's you and Gus tomorrow. Where are y'all going to be?
Vinny's Caddy Shack. It's right off the causeway. It's, if you know where the Harbor Bar and Grill is, right down the street.
All right. So if you're in the area, stop on by and say hi to Gus. Put the headsets on. Give him your take. Don't forget, we love having calls on the show. So don't be afraid to call in. Matt Moscona is going to pick us up right here at 3 o'clock, and he'll have you for the next 3 hours for the drive home on After Further Review. Thanks to all of the callers who called in. Thanks to you, Jordan. Appreciate you being here. And Joey D running the boards and keeping us all together, except for that point when you play Rebecca Black.
Everybody makes a mistake.
There you go. We'll see you Friday. Don't tune in tomorrow with Gus at 12 o'clock. It's the Sports Hangover, ESPN New Orleans. Thanks to everybody. Have a good day.